Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Being condemned by the curse of Vasishtha, King Shodasha devoured the Brahmana exactly as a tiger eats its prey. Even though the Brahmana's wife spoke so pitiably, Shodasa was unmoved by her lamentation. Purport. This is an example of destiny. King Shodasa was condemned by the curse of Vasishtha, and therefore, even though he was well qualified, he could not restrain himself from becoming a tiger-like Rakshasa, for this was his destiny. Tal labhayate dukhavat anyataha sukham. Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, chapter 5, text 18. As one is put into distress by destiny, destiny can also put one in a happy situation. Destiny is extremely strong, but one can change destiny if one comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Kalmani nirudhati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Brahma Samhita 5:54. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Umiltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Abheta Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Before I speak anything, I'd like to seek your blessings and forgiveness for my presence. So, Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patithanam Bhavanevyo Paishanevyo Namo Namaha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3, Text 14, Sukadeva Goswami speaks to Maharaj Parikshit, very profound statement. He says that, Katha imaste katita mahi yasham, pitaya lokeshu yashap, pareshu sham. Vijana Bhairagya Vivakshasya Vibhu Bhatsho Vibhutil Natu Paramartam. Sukad Goswami said, O mighty Parikshit, I have related to you the narrations of all these great kings who spread their fame throughout the world and then departed. My real purpose was to teach transcendental knowledge and renunciation. Stories of kings lend power and opulence to these narrations, but do not in themselves constitute the ultimate aspect of knowledge. So, this is a statement by Sukadeva Goswami. So, in the ninth canto, there are so many stories of kings. But these stories in itself doesn't constitute transcendental knowledge. The purpose of these stories is that ultimately to understand what really Krishna wants us to understand from these stories. This is a key aspect of these so many stories. So, when story is mentioned, there are two aspects. One is Bhacha Artham, one is Laksha Artham. So Bhacha Artham is a literary meaning. Yes, here, the king, in the form of Rakshasa, he ate Brahmana. So in Vedic culture, one of the heaviest sin you can commit is killing brahmanas. So a king is committing heavy sins. But this is literally meaning. And also, lakshasa artham. Lakshasa artham is the goal of meaning. What is the real purpose of the meaning of this story? And then here, Sukadeva Goswami explains, parama artham, the most essential purpose. So what we try to do this morning through this verse is that we have to understand that what is the meaning to this of this verse. Of course, you know, to get the real meaning of it, we have to take guidance of Srila Prabhupada through purpose. So first line of Prabhupada said, this is an example of destiny. So then we have to understand the meaning of destiny, and then we relate this meaning of destiny to King Shoda's story, and then we draw some conclusion at the end of this class. Is it okay? Okay then, let's think about what is a destiny. So I'd like you to participate. So what is a destiny? So English is not my first language, so when I say destiny, I had to look up dictionary, what is a destiny. So before I say anything, what is your understanding of destiny? Yes?
What future holds?
What future holds? Yes, very great. Yes. Destiny is something about the future, something that is established already, so we cannot avoid. What else comes to your mind when you say destiny? Yes, Mataji.
It's part of the journey of a particular soul.
Part of journey?
Particular soul,
yes. So like, you know, when you drive, each person, they put their destination to find their destination. So we all different path we are going to. We start from different way, we're going to different destination. So it's a part. It's a very good analogy, Mataji. One time, I was reading Bhagavad Gita with my son. He's 6 years old. So we start to learn verses, one verse a week. So that, you know, to encourage him, I have to say something nice. So he's questioning, Daddy, why I have to learn Bhagavad Gita verses? You give me reason. So I said, okay, if you learn one verse, then you make one step towards Krishna. Do you like that? Oh, okay. Daddy, I have a question. Then how many steps am I away from Krishna? Actually, this is a very good question, isn't it? Do you know what I answered? Would you like to know? Depends on where you are. We all in different position. Let's say Krishna is here. Someone is very close, but their step is in the opposite direction. Someone is far away from Krishna, but they step towards Krishna. But sometimes it happens that we see the person who is much, much closer to Krishna, but their direction is opposite. So we say blame. Oh, he's going away from Krishna. But actually, he's much closer than Krishna. So we can't blame anyone else. Just think about where we are first, and then we have to make our own endeavor to become closer to Krishna. So here, destiny is like that. So we all on different path, and so we all in different position, but we don't know where we are. But if you have a guru, guru tells you exactly where you are. So how far you have to make an endeavor. Thank you. You can remind me of some story. Anyway, anyone else about destiny? One last, not the you kind of you, but yeah, what is the destiny? Yeah. Destiny, karma. Something is already destined. So English dictionary says that destiny is predetermined course of events. And another dictionary says that the events that will necessarily happen to a particular person or thing in the future. So destiny word is from Latin, destinata. So destinata is a feminine past participle of destinare. So destinare means, origin English word destiny comes from destinare. Yeah? Destinare means make a form and establish. So past participle means that which is made a form or that which is established already. So which is already established, you cannot change it. You cannot change it. So your destiny can't be changed. For example, here someone is Indian body, here someone is Western body, here someone is from Africa, African body, here someone is from Asian body. So no matter how much plastic surgery is advanced, we cannot change. And also the environment where you grow up, you cannot change. It's already destined. You cannot change your mother and father. Jamma Aishva Sutta Sri. Kundadeva says also the same thing. Jamma. The birth where you're born, you cannot change it. It happened. Aishvarya. Wealth. Although so many people worked very hard for the wealth, but wealth is also destined a certain amount. You can't get more, you can't get less. Jamma Aishva Sutta. Sutta means education. Certain people have a certain ability of education. Nobody in the class, you can't have everyone in the number one, top of the class. Someone is advanced, someone is less advanced, according to the paper, not according to the ability of intelligence. And so she, the beauty or bodily feature, is predestined. You can't change it. Someone has a certain height, you can't stretch them to a bit longer. Or someone has a certain height, you can't squash them down. So this is predestined. So proper purport, it says that whatever destined, we can't change it. But something can be changed. What? Proper purport says here, one can change destiny if one comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness. This can be changed. How? How this is possible? Anyone can think of an example? How our destiny can be changed if we come to Krishna consciousness? Yes, what is it? Yes. Yeah.
Mm. That's where it comes. If I was not going to go back to spiritual one, maybe I'll go back to spiritual one day, like following the Krishna consciousness. This thing, that way, this thing can be changed. But your body feature or your where you will be, that's not. That maybe, if I'm, I haven't come to the level of top level of Krishna consciousness, I might be born, but I might be born maybe in a Buddhist family, rather than not born in a Buddhist family. That way.
So Mataji is saying is that there is five subjects of Bhagavad Gita. So five subjects of Bhagavad Gita is Ishvara, and Jiva, and Kala, and time. Kala is time, and Karma, and Prakriti. So out of these five, only Karma can be changed. Because Ishvara, we know it's absolute truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then Jiva is we are all soul. And then time is eternal, and the prakriti also eternal. So one thing can change karma. So one says the Bhagavad Gita gives room to change. So Rupa Goswami explains in Nectar of Devotion that the power of devotional service is so supreme that in general, if you are born into a certain caste, you are not allowed to do deity worship. But by the mercy of the Guru, if you take of Krishna consciousness, you are allowed to do deity worship. So a certain place, certain temple, they are so strict that the sannyasis, they don't go out of the Bharat Barsha, because out of Bharat Barsha means contaminated. They don't go beyond the area where they stay. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada in the West, even the ladies now can go on the altar. This is an extremely rare situation. So in this way, devotional service allows us to change our karma. So can you imagine? So that someone from the different background, different culture, but we are allowed to do devotional service. This is the power of Krishna consciousness. Further along, this story, when you look at this story, King Sodasa, he got cursed. Actually, it wasn't his fault. He's a servant. He had some grudge because the king killed his brother. So the servant was a Rakshasa. So in disguise, he became a cook. And then Vasistha Muni came, he served the meat. So he wasn't his fault, but he took a curse. And then he became Rakshasa. But this is an interesting point. Once you become Rakshasa, you cannot change that propensity. This is a very difficult thing. We all have the same problem. Yes, now we joined Hare Krishna movement. Yes, now we trying to be devotee, put tilak on, put sari on, put dhoti on. But we have a certain propensity. Yes, from different background, different education, all these things that we have to work on. This story is telling us that once you are put into a certain situation, it's very, very difficult to change. And also a certain amount of pain you have to go through, some amount of happiness you will enjoy. But whatever pain, whatever happiness it comes, actually you have to tolerate both. Once it's easy to tolerate the pain, then tolerate the happiness. Why? Because when happiness comes, then you are in a, sometimes you put in a delusion that, oh, Krishna is favoring us. But you know that Krishna's real favor is not the happiness. Krishna will put you in a situation where you are forced to think about him more and more and more. But our nature doesn't want that. Our nature is constitutionally programmed to seek happiness. Ananda Maya Vyasat. But we are seeking happiness in wrong place, unfortunately. So, through the association with devotees, through the study of Bhagavatam, we always remind ourselves that trying to find in a way that you can think of Krishna more and more. And also, through this story, we should not easily put judgment on others. Because King Sodasa, in the body of Rakshasa, but actually he was a king. We have the same story, Britrasura. He's a demon. But he made one of most profound prayers throughout all the Bhagavatam. He says that, Aham hare tava padai kamulam dasa hanudasa bhavitasmi bhuya. In the purport, Prabhupada said, this is a summum bonum of devotional service. This prayer. What is that? Aham hare tava padai kamulam. Let me take a shelter. Pada eka mulam. Pada eka. Only your lotus feet. That should be my shelter. Nowhere else. In order to take a shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, what do we have to do? Dasa, anudasa. You have to be servant of servant. Bhavitasmi bhuya. And bhuya means again. And bhavitasmi means in the future. So now I'm in the demon's body. But In the future, 자, 실실이 라하다고 끝난다 기, 자, 시다람 낙심 하는람 하는만 기, 자, 실실 고란다 기, 자. 바비다스미 means it's a future tense. So in the future, at the moment I'm demoniac body, but please allow me to become a servant of the servant, so that I can take a shelter that in the lotus feet of the Lord. When I think of shelter, one story just recently, I read it. In 1944, just the last stage of Second World War, there was a battle, heavy battle in Belgium. It's a Bulge battle. So it's well known in historians. So near the border in Germany, there was a remote town and a small cottage. The time was 24th of December, 1944. So it was Christmas Eve. And there was one boy and then a mother. And then the father was away at that night. So they were waiting for the father. And then mother made a Christmas dinner, Christmas Eve dinner. And then they were waiting for the father. There was a knock outside door. The boy was at that time 12 years old. And he thought it was father. And then he just opened the door. And then three soldiers came. One was wounded. And two very strong soldiers came. And they just knocked the door, but they couldn't say anything. Because they knew that that was German territory, so English will not work. But they spoke through their eyes, said that we need a shelter, because snowy winter. And the mother came to the door, and then they saw their eyes so desperate, they need help. So mother invited them in. So at that time, if you harbor any enemy, without going court, you are executed to death. But mother invited them in, because one of them was heavily wounded. So now, somehow the body language, so she understood that one of them was very, very ill, and then she put him on the son's room and put him on the bed and tried to take care of him. And then somehow they conveyed message, you are our guest, so don't worry. So she sent the son to storage house so they get extra potatoes and extra meals for extra three people. So she was expert to cook. Within half an hour, she cooked extra, and then she was ready for the meal. So before the meal, they just about to offer prayers. And there was a knock outside door. And then boy thought this was father now. And then he opened the door. But actually, you know who came? German came. German soldier came. Not only one, there was four. And then German, of course, they speak German, so they said, oh, we need some help. So here, we need to take shelter, so we got lost here. So we are in so dark at night, and outside snow, so it's just overnight, just we need only one night, we stay over here, and then go. And then mother said, you're welcome to come in, but we have another guest. I hope you don't mind our guest. And then the German came in, and then he saw the helmet and then guns outside. So it's not German gun. It's not German helmet. He immediately put the gun up and then pointing at the mother. And then he's just about to pull the trigger. At this moment, mother was so calm and so firm. She said in German, look, today is Christmas Eve. I don't want any fight. At least tonight, we put aside our gun. You become my guest, like them. I want you to become my guest, not soldier, tonight. And then the soldier who pointed the gun at her head, all of a sudden he put gun down. And then he put, take away his hat, helmet. And then she realized all of them, actually about 16 to 18 young boys. When under the helmet, you couldn't tell, but now they're so young, almost her son's age, a bit more than her son's age. And then she, of course, sent the son to the storage again, get extra potatoes, extra meals for the dinner. So out of four, one of them was from the medical school in the university. So in the middle of studying, actually, he pulled into the army and he joined the army. So this German soldier looked after the another wounded American soldier. And then they had a good meal. And then next morning, the German told the American soldier where their army, the American army is. And then they departed in different direction. So this is the story, Christmas story. But actually we can see that we are all under different garment, different body, different flag. So someone is German, someone is American. So apparently we are enemies. They are enemies. But once you take your hat off, you are just a normal human being. You all need shelter. That's all. So this story came to the kind of the essay, came to the what you call the Reader's Digest. And then one of the kind of a famous story. So we know that Vritrasura was a great devotee. Actually, he was King Chitraketu. Due to some mistake, he got cursed by Lord Shiva's wife. In this way, King Shodasa, also at the moment now in the King Rakshasa body, but we have to see through, not just the external. So devotee community, sometimes we do have certain problems, and sometimes we come into embarrassing situations. But our duty, our eyes is that we see beyond that. Someone is having problem, means they need help. Somehow or other, rather than the external situation, we have to see internally so that how much you can help, how much you offer we can help. Always sometimes when things happen, all the lot of gossips going around. But actually this is not a good thing. Prabhupada said once that one devotee left, a lot of people criticized him. He left such and such. The Prabhupada said, you are making him impossible to come back. So Prabhupada kept quiet. He has maybe some moment. Maybe he may come back. So he was waiting for that moment. But a devotee around that, they weren't very kind. So in this way, this story, King Shodasa teaching us that how see beyond our external features of a body, external features of life, sometimes the world also. I have to ask forgiveness to all the devotees here. Sometimes maybe I wasn't that polite when you came to the kitchen. I feel always guilty. That in a moment that in a hot heat, hot fire, next to hot fire, always in a passion somehow. Then devotee asking me certain things that, no! Sorry for my rudeness, unkindness. Please forgive me. Please come in a moment when I'm feeling good. Maybe after this class, maybe. Anyway, so a lot of things sometimes is said that unintentionally, so that always let us forgive others and also let us seek for forgiveness also. So once you see beyond this, then your life will be much more pleasant, and also you'll be much more content being with the devotees. Sometimes in the brahmacharya ashram, they squash it together, sometimes it's quite uneasy. Some people go well with my character, some people doesn't go well with my character. I guess brahmacharya in ashram the same. It's always difficult to living together. But somehow or other, if you can tolerate this difference and trying to see beyond that, then our life is much more easier. And then let me share with you another story about Helen Keller. You know when we are young, we all kind of go through the story of Helen Keller, who was deaf and blind. She was a normal child, but when she was 19 months old, she became somehow developed some disease, she became blind and she became deaf. So, the teacher, Anne Sullivan, came to her to teach her. But very, very difficult to teach because she can't hear, she can't see, so difficult to communicate. So the way she communicated was that each time when she touches something, she wrote something on the palm. So for a young child, for 3 or 4 years old child, when you write something on the palm, it's just plain, not a kind of letter. But this teacher didn't give up. Each time she touches something, she always writes something on the palm. And then, one day, they're playing in the garden, and then there was a pump, and then there was water. She must be thirsty or whatever. So she touched the water, and then straight after that, teacher Sullivan wrote water on the palm. At that moment, she realized that each object has a name to it. That was miracle for her. The moment she realized that each object she touches it has a name to it, she realized that what just now has touched, something wet, something slipping through my fingers, something flowing, this is cold water. And then the moment that she internally, when she realized this is water, that her life has changed. So in this way, the moment when we realize whatever happens, beyond that, there is a Lord. When we realize that moment, deep internally, when we realize that Krishna is behind that, whether it's good or bad, when you see the Krishna, then you realize that there is nothing good, nothing bad in this material world. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharachara. All is happening by Krishna's coordination through the medium of three modes of nature. Then what to blame, who to blame? So now here Rakshasa is eating Brahmana like a tiger. Oh, this is horrible. But what do you mean? When you think about it, it's all destined by the Krishna's orchestration. So this is Helen Keller. After realizing that there is some object to it in each, there is a name to each object, that her kind of awareness developed. She studied very hard. So she was the first person who got bachelor degree, who was deaf and blind, who got bachelor degree. So this is not only just the Helen Keller story. In the Purusha Sukta, there is one verse very describing the glory of this knowing about name. Vedaham hetam purusham mahantam 아디타 발나타마 사스투 바레 살바니 루파니 비치타디라 나마니 크리트바 비바다는 야다스테. Here, 베다함 에탐. Now I know. 베다함 에탐 부르샴 만탐. 부르샴, the Krishna is manta, he is glorious. 베다함 에탐 부르샴 만탐. 아디티아 발람 타마사스투 바레. Krishna is glory, is comparing. Sometimes something is big, so you have to compare how big it is. So he compares glory as Aditya Varna. Aditya means sun, the, like light of the sun. You know, sometimes when you early morning when you go, you know that there is a the bridge here, Sandy Lane. Sometimes you have to go to this Sandy Lane bridge. You walk on that Sandy bridge before dawn. So many cars going. Each car has individual light. But when sun rises, individual car's light is very insignificant. But when it's darkness, that light is very significant. There is a power of sun. So we all have a certain goodness in it. But compared to Krishna, actually, it's nothing. And then he says, Salbani Rupani Pichita Dira. Why Krishna is so glorious? Because Krishna gave individual form. Salbani Rupani. Not only Rupa, Pichita Dira. Krishna gave Dira, intelligence. Wiseness to individual. So you all have certain intelligence, certain brain. Krishna gave form, and Krishna gave you intelligence. And then, Namani Kritva. Here, Krishna gave name also. My name is Patanjali Muni. It's not my name. There was a great story, Patanjali Muni. I take after that name. Like Guru Maharaj gave that name. In this way, whatever name exists, flower, book, whatever, actually ultimately this name is came from Krishna. So when you realize this name actually is non-different from Krishna, of course Vishnu Sahasranam, Krishna's name is there, then you can see the greatness of Krishna. So Helen Keller, when she realized that the water is called water, the wet and then flowing object is called water, the name is water, then it changed her life. Then why not us? We didn't know what Krishna, who Krishna was. But now, somehow by the mercy of Guru, Srila Prabhupada, we try to come to know that. And then, once you know it, then, of course, we have to share with others. So this is the story of King Shodasa, and also this is the moral, and also this is the essence of purport. So the Srila Prabhupada again, let me end this class by quoting Srila Prabhupada's purport today. Destiny is extremely strong, but one can change destiny if one comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If there is any question and comment.